Hare Krishna, namaste.
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari, Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana, Jamuna Tira Banachare, Jamuna Tira Banachare, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari,
Jai Om Vishnubhat Paramahansa Parivajika Acharya Shurtasatabhaisana Arvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sril Prabhupada Ki, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajika Acharya Ashtotar Sat Bhakti Siddhanta Sasuri Thakur Goswami Sri Prabhupada Ki, Anant Koti Vaishnava Brinda Ki, Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki, Prem Se Kaho Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advait Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Ki, Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Syama Kunda Radha Kuran Giri Govardhan Ki, Braj Bhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki, Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki, Jai Purushottam Kshetra Sri Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Jai Ganga Mai Ki, Jai Sri श्रीमती तुलसी देवी की जय, श्रीमती भक्ति देवी की जय, कलयुग पावन श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय, निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एन गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरि वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये नम ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्तदेशतारिणी वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण तो वेलकम टू ऑल द डिवोटीज फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एंड टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 9 एंड टेक्स्ट 8 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी यति सन्नधावम् अहम् खाण्डवम् अग्ने यदाम् इन्द्रम् च सामर्गनम् तरसा विजित्य लब्धा सभामयकिताद् अद्भुत शिल्पमाया दिग्भयो हरन्निर्पतयो बलिम् ध्वरेत्ते यति सन्निधावम् खाण्डवम् अग्नेदाम् इन्द्रम् च सामर्गनम् तरसा विजित्य लब्धा सभामयकिताद् अद्भुत शिल्पमाया दिग्भयो हरन्निपतयो बलिम् ध्वरेत्ते यत सन्निधावम् अहम् खाण्डवम् अग्ने यदाम् इन्द्रम् च सामर्गनम् तरसा विजित्य लब्धा सभामयकितात् अद्भुत शिल्पमाया दिग्भयो हरन्निपपतयो बलिध्वरेते इन्द्रम् च सामर्गनम् तरसा विजित्य लब्धा सभामय कृता अद्भुत शिल्प माया दिग्भयो हरन्निपपतयो बलिं ध्वरेते यत् सन्निधावमाम् का Okay, what two word meaning? Yath, whose, sannidhava, being nearby, aham, myself, you, not of astonishment, khandavam, the protected forest of Indra, king of heaven, Agne, unto the fire god, Adam, delivered, Indram, Indra, Cha, also, Sa, along with Amargana, the demigods, Tarsa, with all dexterity, Vijitya, having conquered, Labdha, having obtained, Sabha, assembly house, Mayakrita, built by Maya, Adbhut, very wonderful, Silpa, art and workmanship, Maya, potency, Digbhaya, from all direction, Haran, collected, Nipataya, all princes, Balim, presentation, Adhvare, brought they your translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because he was near me, it was possible for me to conquer with a great dexterity the powerful king of the heaven, Indradeva, along with his demigod associate, and thus enable the fire god to devastate the king Khandav forest, and only by his grace was the demon named Maya saved from the blazing Khandav forest. And thus we could build our assembly house of wonderful architectural workmanship, where all the princes assembled during the performance of Rajasu Yajna and paid you tributes. Popor. The demon Maidana was the inhabitant of the forest Khandav, and when the Khandav forest was set on the fire, he asked protection from the Arjuna. Arjuna saved his life, and as a result of this, the demon failed of lies. He reciprocated by the building a wonderful assembly house for the Pandavas, which attracted the extraordinary attention of the all state of the princes. They felt that the supernatural power of the Pandavas, and thus, without grudge, all of them submitted and paid tributes to the emperor. The demon possessed wonderful and supernatural power to create material wonder, but they are always disturbing elements of the society. The modern demons are the harmful material scientists who create some wonder for the disturbance in the society. For example, the creation of the nuclear weapon has caused some pain, panic in the human society. Maya was also the materialistic life that, and he knew the art of creating such wonderful things, and yet Lord Krishna wanted to kill him. When he was chased both by the fire and by the will of Lord Krishna, he took shelter of such a devotee as Arjuna, who saved him from the wrath of the death fire, Lord Krishna. Devotees are therefore more merciful than the Lord, and in devotional service, the mercy of the devotee is more valuable than the mercy of the Lord. Both the fire and the Lord ceased from chasing the demon as soon as the both of them saw the demon was given shelter by the such devotee as Arjuna. This demon, feeling obliged to the Arjuna, wanted to do him some service to show his gratefulness. But Arjuna declined to accepting anything from him in exchange. The Lord Krishna, however, being pleased with Maya for his taking shelter of the devotee, asked him to render service unto King Yudhishthir by building a wonderful assembly house. The process is that by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained, and by the mercy of the Lord, the chance to serve the devotee, Lord's devotee, is obtained. The club of Bhimasena was also a gift of Maya Danava. Hare Krishna. In this purport, beautiful last two lines Prabhupada mentioned in this purport. Actually, these two lines is very, very meaningful. And for the Vaishnavas, these two lines, I think this is like necklace to wear it. I am again repeating this. The process is that by the grace of the devotee, the mercy of the Lord is obtained, and by the mercy of the Lord, the chance to serve the Lord's devotee is obtained. This is a beautiful, wonderful line written by Srila Prabhupada. Now in this chapter, in this chapter we can see Arjuna remembering all those incidents which happened with Krishna. And while coming from Dwarka and giving report to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and in this way, Arjuna remembering all those pastime with Krishna. And in this pastime, it is mentioned, beautifully described in the Shastras, when Pandavas got the Kandava forest, the half of the kingdom, and that time Kandava forest was fully the forest, and Arjuna and Krishna holding each other's hand, just walking, two friends in the forest. And after walking in the forest, the one person approaches them, one older person approaches them and requested him, both of them, Krishna, Arjuna, he am suffering from the indigestion. I am suffering from indigestion, please help me. And the Krishna and Arjuna said, how can we help you? And then he reveals his identity. He says, I am the Agni. Because in the yajna, people pour too much ghee. I am suffering from indigestion. So please help me. I try many times to burn this Khandava forest, because Khandava forest have many medicine plant which help my improve to help my digestion. Then Arjuna said, okay, we can help, but right now I don't have chariot, I don't have bow, and don't have cure. And then Agni gave that time to Gandiva bow to the Arjuna and chariot to the Krishna. And Arjuna and Krishna, Lord Krishna, both started Agni started burning the fire, and Arjuna and Krishna are attempting to protect him from the Indra. Because many times when Agni starts burning the fire, and in that fire, the Indra's friend, Takshak was there. And that's why Indra always poured the water and Agni is not could do anything. And this time also when Agni started burning the fire, and Indra again came with his water tank and pouring the water, that time Arjuna and Krishna shooting the arrow and making full forest covered with like umbrella. The forest covered by umbrella, arrow of the Krishna and Arjuna, and Indra could not do anything. And in for that forest, Maidana also was there. And he, that time realized, if I am not going from, if I go out of this forest, I be killed by the Krishna Arjuna. And Maidana, we can find from this story, the Maidana was so brilliant. He know exactly, if I run from the Arjuna, Krishna will kill me. And now if I took shelter, the Arjuna, I can save my life. And then his, that decision, he took the shelter of the Arjuna, not the Krishna. Krishna and Agni both was chasing, both the chasing the Maidana, and Maidana decided to take the shelter of the Arjuna, the devotee of the Lord. And when Krishna and Agni saw that Maidana taking the shelter of the Arjuna, they just stopped. And in this way, the Maidana saved his life. In the reciprocation, he wanted to give something, Arjuna declined. But Krishna accepted his service in the future to build the assembly house of Pandavas. Therefore, the beautiful, the mercy of the devotee, grace of the devotee, we can obtain the mercy of the Lord, and mercy of the Lord, the chance the Lord devotee is obtained. Beautiful line written by Srila Prabhupada. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada, in his many purport of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, said, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita purport that even the lower, in the lower, which we call chandalas, and who chandalas means one who eat dog, dog eater. Even the dog eater can purify by the association of the pure devotee. Because connection is here, the Maidana taking shelter of the Arjuna, devotee like Arjuna, so we will discuss about taking shelter of the devotees. How Krishna's devotee is so powerful. And here we can see the dog eater like man, if they take the shelter of the pure devotees, they can purify. Therefore, devotional service and guidance of the pure devotee is so strong. Devotional service and guidance of the pure devotee is so strong that there is no discrimination between the lower and higher. So we can see many times, many ways, lower and higher. But here, Srila Prabhupada is saying, there is no discrimination between the lower and higher in devotional service. Anyone can take shelter of the Krishna, take shelter of the devotees. And we can see in the Shastras, the Jatayu taking shelter of the Sri Chandra Ram, in the Garuda, with the taking shelter of Krishna, became the devotee. Hanuman is devotee. Gajendra is the taking shelter of Krishna, devotee. If you count, so many things, so many devotees we can found. And from bird to the human being, animals can taking shelter of the Krishna and purifying. Therefore, it says, simply man taking shelter of the pure devotee can purify the proper, can be purified by proper guidance of the pure devotee. Therefore, when Sanatana Goswami came from the Bengal to the Varanasi, and in the Varanasi, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 2 months just gave instruction from the Srimad Bhagavatam Shastras, and from that instruction, Sanatana Goswami written so many books, and one of the books is Hari Bhakti Vilas. And in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami given wonderful some 10 commands, 10 instructions for the Vaishnavas to the follow, to be followed by the Vaishnavas. And that instruction wonderfully Rus Goswami given his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Therefore, we can understand when we take the shelter of the devotee, by the grace of the devotee and guidance of devotees, that person purified. Therefore, here instruction, 10 instructions given by Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami is very, very wonderful, very, very meaningful. Just I'll read. The Rupa Goswami mentioned in the basic principle, the first in accepting the spiritual master, accepting the shelter of the spiritual master. And here we can see the Maidana is accepting the shelter of the Arjuna to save his life. He is accepting the shelter of the saved his material life. And here Sanatana Goswami is saying, accepting the shelter of the pure devotee, lotus feet of Lord's bona fide spiritual master, and becoming initiated devotee. And take the initiation from him. And third is saying, obeying the order of pure devotee, following the order of pure devotee, that devotee. And fourth is saying, following the footsteps of the great Acharya in the guidance of the spiritual master. And fifth is saying, inquiring from the spiritual master about how to advance in Krishna consciousness. In the fifth instruction given by Sanatana Goswami. And sixth is saying, being perfect, being prepared to give up anything material for the satisfaction of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that when we may not like to give up, and also we have to accept something which we may don't like. Seventh is saying, raging in sacred, residing in the sacred place of pilgrimage like Dwarka and Vrindavan, Dham Vas. And eighth is saying, accepting only what is necessary and dealing with the material world only for as necessary. Ninth is saying, observing the Ekadasi. And tenth is saying, worshipping sacred tree like the banyan tree. This is the 10 item given by Sanatana Goswami necessary for in our life to advance in Krishna consciousness. And another 10 instruction given by Sanatana Goswami here, and the first is saying, one should give up the company of non-devotee. And one should not, second is, one should not instruct the person who is not desired to accept devotional service. Third is saying, one should not very enthusiastic about constructing the temple and monastery. Fourth is saying, one should not try to read too many books. And fifth is saying, one should not neglectful regarding dealing, regarding ordinary dealing. Sixth is one saying, one should not be under the spell of the lamentation in the loss or obligation in gain. Seventh, one should not disrespect the demigods, devatas, one should not give unnecessary trouble to the any living entity. Ninth, one should careful avoid various. So one should be very intolerant to the blasphemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This is 10 and 10 instruction mentioned Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Therefore, we can understand when we take shelter of this Vaishnavas, the spiritual master. Spiritual master just giving this instruction given by the acharyas, and by the following this instruction, we progress in our life in devotional service. Therefore, we can see how many stories in the Shastras, Ramayana explained a beautiful story about mother actually in Martan Rishi's ashram, Sabari. In the young age, she left the home and went to the forest and took shelter of the Martan Rishi. And when Martan Rishi completed his devotional service along with other devotee, other disciple, he went to back home by to Godhead and said the mother Sabari to stay here along earth and just wait till Lord Ram will arrive. Just wait for the Lord Ram and to serve the Lord Ram. And after from the young age till old age, he just waiting every day, just bringing the flower, putting on asan and waiting Ram and Lakshman will come, Ram and Lakshman will come. And became old, and one day Ram and Lakshman arrived. And she was so happy to welcome the Ram and Lakshman and serve the Ram and Lakshman with the forest fruit and flowers. And in this way, he was following the order of his spiritual master and serving the Vaishnavas. And we can see in how the Krishna thinking, how my devotees is so happy, how my devotees are so happy, how? I am not able to understand how my devotees are so happy. Even the Braj Gopis, Braj Gopas and other devotees are happy just serving the devotee and serving the Supreme Personality of Sri Krishna. They are so happy. So understanding that happiness, the mood of the devotee, Lord Sri Krishna, accepting the mood of devotee and coming as the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Mayapur. And we can see in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his follower in Panchatattva distributing Godhead, love of Godhead to everyone. I will read the following few verses, beautiful verses given by Kaviraj Goswami. Yana Sabha Lana Prabhura Nitya Bihar, Yana Sabha Lana Prabhura Kirtana Prachar, Yana Sabalan Karina Prema Avadhan, Yana Sabalan Dana Kare Prema Dan. The translation is like that, the eternal devotee or potency are all eternal associate in the pastime of the Lord. Only with them does the Lord advent to the propound the Sankirtan moment. Only with them does the Lord taste the mellow of the conjugal love. And only with them does he distribute this love of Godhead to people in general. The here is mentioning Lord coming with Pancha Tattva. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityanand Prabhu, Advait Prabhu, Gadadhar Prabhu, Mahaprabhu, these five are coming. The Lord's and his potency energy is coming to distribute, to taste the love of God and same time distribute the love of Godhead. Because we are discussing here with the taking shelter of the devotee, now he is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. in the form of devotee. They, even in this life, we have to go to the devotee and take shelter to the devotee. Then devotee will guide us, and according to his guidance, our progress will be. But here, devotee like Panchatattva, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Gadadhara Prabhu, they are coming. I mean, they comes here. They just going out of mercy to give love of Godhead to everyone. Just they are not waiting. The people will come here to my lotus feet. Then I will go. But they're out of His mercy. They are just giving the love of Godhead. Sei panchatattva mili prithivi se achiya purva prema bhandara mudra ughariya panch mili lute prema kare aswadana yatra piya yat yat piye Krishna bandhe anukshana. So here is saying characteristics of the Krishna are understood to be storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present and it was sealed. When Krishna was there here in the present on earthly planet, that love of God is what sealed, not open for everyone, not accessible for everyone, anyone, except devotees. But here it was, but when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associate of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse of taste, transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for grew. Just they broke down the seal and just distributing freely to everyone. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Panchatattva. Puna puna piyaya haya maha matta nache khande hase gaya yache madamatta. Say Panchatattva themselves dance again and again, thus made it easier to drink. Nectarian love of Godhead. They dance, they cried, they laughed, they chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. Patra patra visharanai nahi asthan asthan yahi yaha paye taha kare premadan. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate did not consider who was fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should not take place. They made no condition. Wherever they got the opportunity, the member of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. Therefore, devotees, though there are no discrimination between lower and higher, they are distributing freely everyone. Whoever they met, just distributing love of Godhead. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in his marriage life, he trying to preach, he trying to distributing love of Godhead, many people criticize in Navadvip. The criticizing some are actually coming to beat him. After thinking in this way, to distribution of the love of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sannyas. And after taking the sannyas, he just came to the Bengal, not Navadvip, but he came to Santipur, like the side area, Bengal. And hearing the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took the sannyas, becoming sannyasi and coming. The people who criticize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who want to beat Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the people, all the Navadvip Vasi, who was the devotee, who was non-devotee, all the people just heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming, they just running. They're running to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, meet the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All these people who is criticizing now, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the sannyas, all the people just came to cross the Ganges and took shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the power of devotee and devotional service. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Pancha Tattva, making devotees, everyone, whoever met, who was seeing them, just becoming devotee. So this is the power of association of pure devotee. Therefore, Narad Muni beautifully describing this association of pure devotee in his Narad Bhakti Sutra. In the form of the sutra, Narad Muni giving a description of Prabhupada translated, beautiful translation. What Narad Muni is saying? Narad Muni is saying, Mukhyastu Mahat Kripa Eva Bhagavat Kripa Lesad. Narad Muni is saying his Narad Bhakti Sutra, Mukhyata Bhagavat Kripa. Without the Bhagavad Kripa, without the association of devotee, without the mercy of the devotee, you cannot progress in this life. You cannot get the mercy of the Krishna. Without getting the mercy of devotee, you cannot get the mercy of the Krishna, Narad Muni here saying. So one, develop bhakti by the mercy of the great soul. The mercy of great soul, one can develop the bhakti. In another Bhakti Sutra, he is saying, Mahat Sangastu Durlabho. The Narad Muni is saying, Mahat Sangastu Durlabho Agamyo Amoghasya. The Narad Muni is saying, this Mahat Sangha, this association of the devotee, this Mahat Sangha, very, very Durlabha. And this morning, Nand Dulal Prabhu posted the link of his, some clips of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. And Maharaj begin the word, friendship. He begin the word, in this material word, greatest mercy, benediction we got, the association of the pure devotee. This is the greatest, highest benediction of this material one. One who got the mercy and association, the sangha of the pure devotee. And here Narada Muni is saying, Mahat Sangasta Durlabho. Very, very rare to get the sadhu sangha, the association of the devotee. Very, very rare. Not easy to obtain the sangha of the sadhus. And agamyo. Very, very difficult to understand. And amoghasya. Infallible. So durlab, agamya, and amogha. With the Narad Muni saying. And then again Narad Muni what saying? Narad Muni saying, labhyate api tat kripa eva. Therefore, association of the great soul can be obtained, but only by the Lord's mercy. And he, how we can get the mercy, Narad Muni is saying, because of the Lord's mercy, we can get the association of the devotee. Therefore, Narad Muni again saying, Tasmin tat jane bhed abhava. Therefore, devotee and Lord, there is no bhed. There is no difference. Quantity wise, there is different, but there is no difference between the Lords. And what Lord says, devotee also says same thing. Lord says, Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, take shelter to me. A devotee said, take shelter to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same thing. Nothing is different. In this connection, therefore Narad Muni is saying, there is no difference between the Lord and his devotee. Again, Narad Muni, again, another sutra, in saying, tad eva sadhyatam, tad eva sadhyatam. Therefore, he is saying, strive only for the pure devotee. association of the pure faculty. Tad eva sadhyatam, tad eva sadhyatam, tad eva sadhyatam. We strive for association of pure devotee. Nothing other. There again, strive for the association of pure devotee, and here saying, dusang sarva thaiva tyajya. One should give up the all kind of degrading our association. The giving up degrading association and associating it, association with the pure devotee. And therefore, here, again in Adhanar Sudra, in the last one is saying, Tarangita apime sangat samudrayanti. Rising like waves from the material association, this bad effect into the great ocean of the misery. In connection of this dusanga, in the connection of the dusang is rising this sangat samudraya, the bad association and ocean. If somebody drown in the ocean, he will drown. Therefore, Prabhupada in this sutra, in his Tatpar, is saying, he is giving the example of, Prabhupada is saying, if somebody are working and going market, we cannot avoid the association of other people, normal people. But here example is given to Srila Prabhupada, and Niti Shastra said ki one time one crocodile was living in the water on the bank of the river, and just bank of the river there one tree, and that tree and on the tree the monkey was living. And monkey and crocodile have friendships, and that I heard from other source that tree was jamun tree. So jamun was falling, eaten by the monkey, and then eaten by the crocodile. I wondered, crocodile then took some jamun to his house, his family member, and his wife took the jamun and it, and he says, so much, so tasty. Where you found? And he said, this jamun is given to my friend, monkey. The wife thought, if jamun is tasted by monkey and so sweet and so tasty, if I can get the heart of the monkey, how much sweet and tasty the heart of monkey. And fulfilled the desire of wife, crocodile came to the shore and asked the monkey, friend, come. I want to give good ride in the water. And monkey thought, oh, this is friends. And monkey jumped. And crocodile just swimming and took him middle of river. And he just revealed what his wife said. Then monkey said, oh, my dear friend. Matlab, aapko pahle bata dena chahiye. You have told too early. Because I am monkey, we jump from tree to tree. Therefore, we took our heart and hang in other branches of the tree. But right now, no heart in my... I have no heart right now. Because I hang on tree, please took me the shore of the river. And in this way, crocodile bring to monkey the shore, and monkey just jump on tree, and he said, fool, who can remove our heart? There is nothing like that. Now you can go. So Prabhupada is saying in this connection, we can associate with other people, but don't give your heart, don't open your heart to the normal people. Opening heart in the only for devotees. Therefore, the associate, the devotee, Narada Muni is saying the beautiful sutra, this is the last one. He's saying, sa tarati lokam staryati. He's saying to the dead devotee, sa tarati lokam staryati. What is he saying?
He says thing, such a prayer, such a person indeed is delivered. Such a person already delivered. Who took the shelter of the devotee, already delivered, but he also delivers the rest of the world. This is the power of association of the devotee, taking shelter of the devotee. Sahtarati, sahtarati, lokam staryati. Therefore, he can see how Maidano taking shelter of the Arjuna and saving his life. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Garantra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki. आपकी वजह से हम तर जाएंगे.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.